Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Okay. It's Phil here, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know. Do I sound sibilant? I am losing my hearing. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, you know. If I was losing my hearing, I wouldn't hear the high. I wouldn't hear all that sound. I listen to it on my iPhone, which is what I figure most people are listening to it on. I know some people listen to the car. It sounds a little heavier, a little more low-end in the car. So I just had a big motherfucking fight with Jackie. I don't even fucking know why. You know, the only thing that is like 4 fucking years we've been doing this telephone thing, and it's bullshit. And, you know, every little goddamn thing, if you're on the phone, if you don't really have a real relationship when you're on a telephone, you're having just a telephone relationship. And so everything gets misunderstood. Everything gets blown out of proportion. Everything, you know, becomes something other than what it was intended to be. And there's no real rapping about it because, you know, you're not with each other. You don't see each other. You're not reacting to each other. You're just looking at each other on a FaceTime screen. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. And fuck it, man. I'm not getting any motherfucking younger. And, I love her. She's a tremendous woman, an accomplished woman. She's a loving woman. She's smart. And she thinks I'm funnier than hell. Well, at least she used to. I don't know. I think she still does. But, you know, fucking sometimes, man. We just are two type A, you know, people, and that's just where that's at. And I'm not really a believer in,
well, if you're two type A's, you're going to clash, that's just a bad mix.
I don't believe that shit. You got to be mature, you know, and give people ground when they deserve it and back the fuck off. And other times, you know, state your position and hope they do the same thing for you. But so, I will explain everything if you watch the video cast. I will sit down and tell you. Last night, I did the Nikki Davis podcast and it dropped. I had a blast, but wait till you hear the adventure that went into making that. It wasn't much of an adventure, but it was kind of like when I was going into Titmouse for that recording session and I tripped and I fell and I tore my rotator cuff. It wasn't that serious, but it was a physical... It was a physical exertion. It was a physical effort. Who knew, you know? Why does this happen just to me, or are there other people out there where, you know, you just go to an office or a recording studio to do something, and the next thing you know, you're pouring sweat down your face, you know, you're half dead. Wait till you hear the story. It's actually very funny. Not like the torn rotator cuff. That was not. So I sit here with absolutely no motherfucking idea what I'm going to do. This is generally when I sometimes will go over to X, but I haven't entered any character shit on X in a long fucking time, man. You know, Coach Vernon Dozier. I was thinking of Art Griego. What is this, man? Okay, there you go. Go ad free. Fuck off. Coach Dozier, what are you talking about, man? Oh, he's talking about Edmonton? He was wrong about Edmonton. Coach Dozier predicted Edmonton winning the cup. They didn't. The Stanley Cup, that is, if you don't know. Ted Bell, wasn't he just on with us? A Ted Mule, a Margarita Ted, or a Ted Mule? And a 36-ounce Porter Ted. Does Ted have some contest how much of that meat you can get into your mouth? And it's only for women. And, you know, Margaret... All right, Ted, why? What? Why is it this is a contest only open to the women?
Oh, boy.
You know, and I'm like, well, Ted, it's a pretty good question, man.
All right, man, let's see, dude.
Phil, as you know, we're introducing, it's the brand new 36-ounce Porter Ted. Now, we've had Porter Teds before, but this is our special 36-ouncer, bone-in. And we want to introduce it. We want to roll out the Porter Ted, the Porter Ted, by having a contest. You know, our slogan, Phil, is we want to put our meat. We want to put our meat in the mouth. You know, and
you said the mouth.
I said what?
You said the mouth.
We want to put our.
Now, why am I getting echo? Why are we getting echo? 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2. Is it because the mic's too hot?
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Yeah, you said, you know, the mouth.
What is this guy? Is he breaking my balls, Phil?
No, you said you did originally. You said we want to put our meat in the mouth.
Well, it is the mouth. It's the general. It's the overall. I see all of you people that come into my restaurant. Well, you know. What's so funny?
We're all one big mouth?
Yes, as a matter of fact. That's not insulting. That's not demeaning. I hear you had a fight with your girlfriend. You feeling bad?
Yes, I am. It's going to be really fucking hard to be so-called funny tonight, if I ever am.
Oh, knock it off, Phil.
Yeah, he's looking for compliments and stuff.
That's what he's always doing. Thank you. Those are all the voices in my head. They were just heard from.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, can we get back to me?
Yeah, so the Porter Ted.
The Porter Ted, 36 ounces. We're going to have the contest. We want to put our meat in your mouth. How much of it can you get in there?
That's funny. Wait a minute. I just got a text. I got a friend of mine who is does security for a security company. She's working the Rolling Stones at SoFi Stadium today. The Stones are there tonight? Okay. I don't know, man. Jackie's a great girl. I love her, man. I do. I love her. You know, I'm a guy. I'm the kind of, I want to get shit talked out. And when I say to her, well, what are we doing, man? You want me to come out? You know, she gets all pissed off because it's not the right time to talk about it. She's got other shit on her mind. All right, fine. I can dig it. But that happens a lot, man. Every time I say, hey, you know, I haven't been to Florida in a year. She's been here once. She came to California one time because of my fucking shoulder. And she even said I guilted her into that. I didn't fucking ask her to come here. I just didn't say shit. I probably said something like, well, here I am with my busted, you know, with my fucked up shoulder. You know, gosh, I've sure have flown to Florida a lot. Maybe I guilted her into it, but she claims that she said it, but then she claims she didn't say it. You know what, man? It's life's too fucking short, Jack, for this chicken shit. Good fucking God. Anyway. All right, so just like that, we have our first bit, Ted Bell. Now, where's the Ted Bell bed? God, you know something, man? What's going on with this fucking... The music here, man, is like... You know, I reported a lot of fraud on my account. You know, I think I put Ted Bell here into the surf file. Ted, I think you're in my surf file. Aren't I? Aren't you? Aren't he? Am he? Yeah, there he is. So Ted's in the surf file, man. Got my next door neighbors. What the fuck are they doing? Let's see here. Okay. Put that there, bro. Oh, it just went right back down to the bottom. Okay. You fucking... Never mind, I gotta fuck with it.
Ted's of Beverly Hills. Steakhouse, come on down. You got that right. Hi, everybody. It's Ted Bell, and we are introducing the new 36-ounce Porter Ted. And in celebration, you know what our saying is, we want to put our meat in your mouth? He's going to sing it right now. Listen to this. Yeah, there it is right here. Yeah. We want to put our meat in your
mouth. I just heard something else. Is that a truck?
What's that?
Is that a truck I heard?
I don't know. What?
Was they delivering meat to your...
Are they delivering, like, you know, you and Bob Green can't let it go, can you?
So what's the...
Here's the thing, Phil. We want to put the meat in the mouth, you know? And I'm going to sing it, okay? Hey, everybody, it's Ted Bell. Remember, we want to put our meat in your mouth, you know? Just as a way to say the owner is in on it. And then we have... that we have on Friday nights... We have the contents. How much of Ted's meat
can you
get in your mouth? And
oh, for God's sake, Ted!
Well, what? God Almighty! You people have filthy minds.
All right, you long ago told us it's not sexual innuendo. How much of Ted's meat can you get into your mouth?
Oh boy, you know if I can't have a family.
This is a family thing. No, come on, Ted.
All right, it's adults only if you want to make it that way. But how much of Ted's meat can you get into your mouth? Now, what we do is we get, say, 20 women. They line up.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What do you mean? What did I just heard? I'm hearing noises popping in and out from outside. This goddamn studio is no longer... It used to be soundproof, man. What's going on with this shit? We want to put our meat in the mouth. All right, so Ted... And I think what he does is... how much of Ted's meat can you get into your mouth? The winner gets an all-expenses-paid trip to Cabo San Lucas, let's say, you know, for two. And... the big hook is Ted sings that himself, and then, you know, he like, you elect who, the couples, this is a couple thing.
Who, which one of you, the guy or the girl?
Okay, the girl. Ted, what, you know, so we want to have the women line up. Why do you want to have the women? Because it's more, you know, he's got to somehow explain his way through it. I don't know. I am so not in a fucking mood to do this motherfucking show tonight. Well, you had your YouTube.
YouTube is a wonderful... YouTube's wonderful. You could do a lot of things with YouTube. Do you do that, Mr. Hendry?
I don't know. I probably don't use YouTube as much as I can.
Well, you can make movies about of yourself.
Yeah, I know that.
And another thing you can do is, I don't know, people dance.
No, I know how to use YouTube. I just was wondering, YouTube fucked me up, man. They fucked me up, dude. All right. Shit. You know, I'm going to tell you something. The worst thing, well, I think I've already said this. The worst goddamn thing I ever fucking did was get married. When I came back to California from being on the road, you know, for the number of years that I did, let me tell you what, I had the world by the balls, man. You know, I had a really good new contract with KFI. What the fuck was I doing getting married? Anyway, I'm not blaming anybody but myself, so don't think that I'm not pissing and moaning about other people. This is all Phil Hendry's doing. All Phil Hendry's doing. Anyway, so. Woke up this morning, my head felt so bad. The worst hangover that I ever had happened to me last night. I finally passed out in her front yard. Wasn't wine that I had in the jug. It was a double shot of my baby's love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wasn't wine that I had in the jug. It was a double shot of my baby's love. Fuck it. All right, man. Ted Bell with a special announcement. You know the drill. You know the fucking drill, man. Here we go. There it is. Okay. And we do this. So I think we're good.